Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sarah Grunewald, director of Main Street Washington, about some upcoming holiday events in downtown Washington, including the Shop and Stroll this Friday. This is part one of a two-part interview.
It's hard to believe with the warm weather we've had lately, but it's officially the holiday season.
It is.
Can you let us know what's happening this Friday?
Sure. This Friday is our annual Twilight Shop and Stroll from 5 to 8 p.m. We have about 11 retailers in the downtown that are all going to stay open late and have holiday goodies and specials going on. So all of their stores, something is on sale. Or they're doing gift card specials for the holidays, so you can get those gifts for those special someones. And it's a lot of fun. It's a nice evening. We've got holiday music playing, and it's just a kind of relaxed event.
And I know I've enjoyed Christmas shopping during that because then I don't have the rush later on.
Right, yeah. It's a really nice way to take a leisurely shop around downtown, and you really get to see the best of the best coming up to the holiday season, and you're not on that time crunch like scrambling to find something.
And there's something for everybody.
Absolutely. Our downtown, we're very blessed. We have great variety for our stores. There really is something for everyone.
And where can people find the stores that are participating? Is there a list?
Sure, there's a list on our website under events. So if you just go to mainstreetwashington.org, click on events, it's right there at the top.
Great. And then the following Saturday after Thanksgiving is a
yes.
huge day in downtown Washington.
Yes, we're calling it our holiday blitz. We are moving the schedule around a little bit this year. So the parade is on Saturday. It's not on Friday, but that makes it a full day of fun events. So we start the morning with the Jingle Bell Run around the square. We have breakfast with Santa from 8 to 10:30 at the United Presbyterian Church. We are also celebrating Small Business Saturday, so it's another opportunity to get back downtown and see what our retailers have. We have some different and fun events coming up this year. Marion Avenue Baptist always does their live animal Christmas play, and so they're going to bring their reindeer and a camel into the park from about 2 to 4, so people can meet them, take pictures, kind of check out the animals in the daylight, because usually they go around the square at night. We're also doing Gary McCurdy, the Troubadour, is going to be playing from about 1 to 4 at the Village. And then we'll have the live radio broadcast of It's a Wonderful Life, which is an absolutely new thing the Washington Community Theater is putting on. And that's going to be spectacular. And luckily, it's going to be here on KCII, so you can tune in. Or online. Joe told me it was going to be online, which is exciting,
it'll
too.
It'll be on our web stream as well. So, or our app. You can always download our app.
Jeez, man. You guys have so many avenues to listen to this play, and we're going to be broadcasting it on the square. And if you're around downtown, you can check it out and actually watch them perform it live through the windows of the library. So that'll be really neat.
And that leads right into the big time when Santa gets here.
Yes. So the lighting ceremony is starting about 7 o'clock. Well, Santa will arrive. We'll light the square, turn on those holiday decorations for the first time. And then at 7:30, we'll kick off the parade, the lighted parade.
Now, talking back about that breakfast with Santa, now that's not just going and eating. I mean, that's got quite a bit to it itself.
It is. So we're very fortunate. We work with some great partners to put that on. So the Lions Club does breakfast. So it's pancakes and sausage and delightfulness. You get to meet Santa. Santa does story time. And then this year we're doing Christmas around the world. So we'll have 4 craft stations. And each craft station will have a Christmas tradition from a different country. So we're highlighting Christmas traditions in Ireland, Germany, Mexico, and Sweden. So that'll be something new and different.
So it's a nice educational and holiday event for the whole family.
Yep. And this year's goal, we really, we know that a lot of places when they do holiday things do sugar cookie decorating or different things with sweets. And we figured with breakfast, you don't really need a cookie at 9 a.m. So we wanted to do something that kids could take home that tells a story that is educational, but also is a lot of fun and special, different.
And do people need to get tickets ahead of time?
They do not. You can buy them at the door. If you'd like tickets ahead of time, you can contact my office, but otherwise we sell them at the door.
And how much is it?
They're $6 for adults, $3 for kids, 3 and over, and kids 3 and under are free.
That's been today's Washington Page with Sarah Grunewald, director of Main Street Washington, speaking about upcoming holiday events in Washington. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.